Broken Window Garden.
Broken Window Garden.
Live improvised.
Live improvised. Sound Club Love.
Good evening. It's Wednesday, October 13th, 2021, 8:25 p.m. You're listening to The Broken Window Garden. Let's get started.
When you're writing stories, you take pieces of reality and pieces of imagination, and you put them all in a container like a kaleidoscope, and you shake them up, and then you turn the bottom the way you do in a kaleidoscope until it's the pattern that you want.
I was in the parking lot, naked, curled up like a baby. It was the same parking lot I'd just been in, except there were no trucks, no people, no nothing. It was cold, so I started to walk. I walked by empty houses, abandoned buildings, and I found a store, so I went in and there were clothes there, clothes hanging on racks. So I got dressed and I got back to walking.
I remember.
I walked long enough to convince myself that I was the only thing alive in that place.
Somebody who was a little bit shorter.
And then night came.
And so.
And I saw lights.
I, like,
so I went to them.
Snowing, and she didn't have her shoes on.
It was a house.
Something. And I gave her.
And there was a man and a woman.
Like before we got to.
They were
our
kind.
My apartment. Wow.
And
she
the woman told me that she lost her husband,
lake,
her three daughters,
and
all eight of her grandchildren.
I fell backwards in the snow with her on my back.
I went to find my kids.
There,
I found a boat that would take me.
And, at the
so it took me a long time to get there.
The most amazing first day experience.
A long time.
Great.
But I finally did.
Thanks, Ron.
I walked through the town where I grew up, where my parents died. Most of the houses are overgrown with weeds, but the street lights still turned on.
Why does the music its strength?
And all is a ghost.
It's not.
In a world full of orphans.
Your
I was a ghost who had no place there. And that is when I changed my mind.
But I know that, but he does like to get his ass beat and stuff like that. Like, that's something he enjoys. But as far as a woman that's encouraging to him as a person, I don't see it. He even told me that he had never been more miserable as a person than right now. But he's still not removing himself from that situation. And JT's somebody who I've known him since seventh grade, and he's been suicidal many times. And I have too, and we helped each other through those things. And with this, it just seems like he's just going deeper and deeper into a hole. And I can't see it as a good thing. I tried to see it as a good thing at first. I thought, you know, he's not drinking as much, you know, he's got a steady job, he's really trying, and maybe this is more stable for him than, like, you know, our lifestyles have been and stuff. But at the end of the day, he's just miserable. And that girl just discourages him so much. She berates him, she beats him down, she breaks him down sexually in front of me. Things like that. Yeah. And she has a kid by another man. Thank you.
Coming from your future.
By any measure, life is really, really good, but I haven't moved on.
From this point on, you're coming from the future.
point on, you're coming from your future. Future.
That's it. Take care, everybody.